Welcome back to Stand-Up Comedy Secrets for Beginners. I'm Ron Temple, and I'm here again with leading stand-up comedy expert Steve Roy. Steve, are there any issues with comedians stealing jokes from other comedians?
Well, I'd like to tell you there's not. But yeah, it can and does happen, and it's really a sad sort of thing. I will tell you this. I have actually been sitting in an audience when a new comedian got on stage and started doing my material.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, and I approached the guy afterwards and I said, look, dude, you need to knock that off now.
And he was aware, completely aware.
Well, he's a guy that had come to one of my shows, saw stuff that he could use, and then decided to pluck it. Well, that's not cool. And what people need to know about stealing jokes is you don't want to steal jokes. Now, there is a difference between two comedians in two different areas coming up with the same bit, and I'll explain a little bit of that. When I'm talking about stealing from other comedians, I'm talking about having observed their act and taking what they've done word for word and doing it as if it was their material, and it's not.
Now, it goes back to what we spoke in an earlier show, was that if it's not you, it doesn't work anyway most of the time.
That's not true. There are thieves out there that can deliver the goods. And this is one of the interesting things about stealing jokes. A person who steals another comedian's jokes and can get laughs with those jokes on stage says one thing, is the only thing that they don't know is how to develop their own material. If you get what I'm saying, it means they've got every other aspect dialed in. They just don't know how to develop their own material. For whatever reason that may be, that writing jokes is too hard. It's easier to steal other people's stuff. The problem that generates for that person is a couple of problems. First of all, the stand-up comedy community is pretty darn small. I mean, if you think about it, there's out of a whole world of people, there's only a relative very few that even attempt stand-up comedy. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. So everybody knows everyone else. Everyone looks at everyone else. When you get on that stage, it's just you. I mean, the focus is on you. People do pay attention to that. And for a guy like me who I was getting paid, but I went to comedy open mic nights to work on new material myself. So all you got to do is attend comedy open mic nights once a quarter, and you know everybody who's doing stand-up comedy or trying, including the old-timers and the more experienced comedians and those kinds of people. So it's a very small community. So if you start stealing other people's stuff, people know about it. And let me tell you, that can really impact your opportunities for progress.
Let's say that there's a lesser-known comic that's funny. Writing good material, somebody steals their material, a little better known, or like you said, somebody that's already dialed in, understands how to do every aspect of comedy except write his own material or her own material. They steal it. They take it public, you know, or it becomes theirs. What happens to that?
Well, I'll talk about this from a legalistic standpoint. You could... especially if you've got your material recorded and there's a date and time on that kind of stuff. And you know, when you do that, you could always hire an attorney to first provide a cease and desist, and you could actually sue someone for doing your act. Now, think about this for just a minute. How much would it cost for you to get an attorney to do a cease and desist letter?
Yeah, more than most.
Well, I'm just telling you, you're looking at $500 to $1,000 just for them to pull up one of their form letters, put your information in, and send it off. And that's the first step that you have to do. You don't just, you know, go directly into court. Now, you may be able to do a small claims court thing on this, but think about what I'm talking about here. I mean, it could be a very expensive affair to get in a comedian to stop using your stuff.
This concludes this episode sample. For full access, register now at comedyuniversity.com.